Deanna Begay had driven 3 hours from home to take care of her financial aid paperwork at Navajo Technical College. It was lunchtime when she got back in her new pickup and buckled her young son into his seat. She was going to buy some groceries before setting out on the long drive home, but when she turned the ignition key, nothing happened. Begay tried starting the truck again and again and prayed.
Oh, please start, baby, please start. I pray. I don't know how many times I pray.
She called Tate's Auto Center in Holbrook, just outside the Navajo Nation, where she bought the truck just a month prior.
He asked me if I paid for my vehicle. Then I told him, I said, I already called them Monday that I'll pay until Saturday because I don't get paid until Saturday. And here the day before, they did this to me.
They is the company that loaned her money for the car. Credit Acceptance Corporation, or CAC, is a Michigan-based finance company that has approved more than 7 million subprime loans on cars. When Begay called earlier in the week requesting more time to pay, CAC gave her 5 more days, then disabled her ignition switch. All of this is legal, off the reservation, and happens quite frequently. But Begay's lawyer, Veronica Fabian, says here the laws are different.
The Navajo Nation has a law that it passed in 1968, which prohibits self-help repossession.
That's repossessing a car without a court order or the owner's consent at the time of repossession.
Because of the remoteness of the Navajo Nation, it's just dangerous. I mean, people can be stuck out in the middle of nowhere with no food and water. You know, people drive 100 miles to go to work sometimes. What if they just stop to take whatever kind of break they need to take and then they can't start their car again?
Dozens of people have told Fabian similar stories. They drive far from home, their cars are shut off, and they're stranded in the middle of nowhere with little or no warning. Begay's lawsuit is the first to challenge the use of this technology on the reservation. Rick Berry is the owner of Tate's Auto Center. He says customers are warned about the consequences for not paying.
There are multiple documents that the consumer signs acknowledging that they understand that.
In fact, Deanna Begay signed a document that clearly states, I understand that the dealer has equipped the vehicle with a vehicle starter interruption device, and I understand that I may not be able to start the vehicle if I am in default of my contract.
He just told me, initial here, 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 and sign it.
The dealership says they carry these kinds of loans with these kinds of disabling provisions because otherwise many customers wouldn't qualify for a loan. Barry says a CAC loan is for customers with the worst credit scores.
We're talking about consumers that have had past repossessions, presumably charge-offs where they haven't paid at all, and where they've made their payment late in many, many circumstances.
The majority of Barry's Holbrook customers are Navajo, many with questionable credit scores. So he's watching closely to see if this suit will make it impossible for him to offer this kind of financing in the future.
It wouldn't, in my mind, wouldn't be fair to take the Navajo people and not provide them the same financing if they lived off the reservation as they would if they lived on the reservation.
The technology has become an issue elsewhere as well. California is considering a law that would make it illegal for dealers to use the starter interruption devices. The attorney representing CAC did not return repeated calls for comment. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.